Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly? Oh, permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Coming up this hour on the show, Chris Rose of MLB Network. He's the host of Intentional Talk. He'll join us coming up here in about 18 minutes from now to discuss the latest on the David Ortiz scary situation. Big Poppy shot last night in Santo Domingo of the Dominican Republic. A would-be assassin came up from behind him while he was sitting and was eating dinner and having drinks with friends outdoors and shot him in the back. The bullet ripped through his body. They had to remove his gallbladder and part of his intestine and colon over the course of a six-hour surgery. David Ortiz telling the doctors, "Don't let me die. I'm a good man." We'll talk to Chris Rose about that harrowing incident and story coming up here on the show in about 17 minutes from now. Also, our friend Kristen Ledlow is going to join us here on the show. She's going to drop on by before the Toronto Raptors have their shot at clinching their first ever NBA championship tonight in game number 5. And speaking of which, gosh, I hate to do this. I really hate to do this because the must-win thing is the most cliche, the most trite phrase that us sportscasters can use. Must win, must win, must win, when it's not literally a must-win because you're not facing elimination. Must wins are facing elimination. Then you must win, like the Warriors must win tonight. So the Warriors are literally in a must win. They must win to continue their season. And yet, here are the Raptors. Have we ever had a scenario where both teams in the same game that wasn't a game 7 have a must win? Has that ever transpired before? Because I think you can make the argument the Raptors have a must-win tonight. But so do the Warriors. I mean, obviously, in a Game 7, both teams must win. But has there ever been a must-win before a Game 7 for both teams? I can make the argument that the Raptors absolutely have to close tonight. Look, we know what makes the Warriors so devastating. What makes them so devastating is their explosive ability. Their potential for dynamite, explosion, in the blink of an eye. In their style of play and their momentum of winning a game and then never looking back and winning multiple games. That's what has defined them. The Jordan Bulls greatness was defined by Michael. That Michael singularly rose his level of play and demanded excellence from his teammates and was so cutthroat, he absolutely willed his teammates and franchises to victories when it mattered most. The Shaq and Kobe Lakers were defined by this dominance of two players, two of the greatest of all time in their primes, that Shaq in his prime was truly indefensible because he was bigger and stronger and more athletic than anybody you could put on him. And then you added one of the greatest natural scorers to him in a 1-2 punch, and you could not stop them. For LeBron and the Heat, kind of a mini dynasty because it only lasted 4 years, but when they were at their best, you had LeBron, the greatest player in the world, surrounded by one of the other best players of the NBA in Dwayne Wade and one of the other best players of the NBA in Chris Bosh, and who could possibly guard all of those guys and then add Ray Allen to the mix as well, sharp shooting. But in terms of the definition of the greatness of the Warriors, it is not singular. It is not, well, it's Steph's shooting or it's KD's scoring. It is that when they come together, almost like a Voltron situation, all together, they rip you up in the blink of an eye because of the speed with which they play and their art of shooting. The fact is, you could be up by 7 points and feel really good about your chances. And in 2 trips down the floor, it could all be gone because Steph could hit a 3 and then Klay could hit a 3 and 1. That you could do all you possibly could to work and to labor to have a 9-point lead. And you feel like, boy, we have really executed. We're hitting tough baskets. We're playing good defense. And we've only got 5.5 minutes to play. And that 9-point lead that for a long time in the NBA was largely insurmountable against really good teams, the Warriors could come down the floor and in 3 trips wipe it out completely. And they would make it look effortless. And when they would go on that run, those 3 shots in a row would make it a 9-0 run. And then they would cap it off with a 17-2 run or a 25-8 run. And you don't even realize what happened because they're coming down the floor in breakneck speed. They're dropping 3-pointers from 27, 29, 30, 31 feet away. They're drawing 3-point plays, 3 free throws, because they're just chucking it up, and you don't have your stability yet in that possession, in that defense, and you're knocking into them, and then Klay or Steph has 3 free throws, which they're obviously hitting. And suddenly you've lost in a barrage of points, 125 to 102, and then they're going to take that and they're going to keep doing it the next game to you and the next game to you, and they won't look back. I mean, the Portland Trail Blazers led 3 Western Conference final games by 17 and 18 points and lost them all. 2 of those were at home. It's the quickness and the speed with which everything can turn on you against the Warriors. Which is why I kind of feel like tonight is a must win for the Raptors. Now, they just went to Oakland and won 2. So it's not like they can't win Game 6 at Oracle. And hell, if you got a Game 7, you want to play it at home. So it's not like they can't win a Game 7 at home. But the door only has to be opened oh so much for the Warriors to burst through and never look back. You know, it's like there was an avalanche at your door in your log cabin up on the mountain, and all of this snow is piled up in front of your door, and you open up a little bit and you can't stop all of the snow from pouring in, and then the door gets blown wide open and all of the snow comes into your living room. That is what playing the Warriors is like. They are hobbled. They are compromised. They are exhausted, I think, after five straight years of the NBA Finals and facing a tremendous team of the Raptors. But I kind of believe Toronto has to wrap this thing up tonight. And I think they can. Because I don't think that Kevin Durant is going to play. And if he does, I think Kevin Durant is not going to be himself. He'll be on a very short pitch count. I mean, he barely practiced with them yesterday. And that was his first practice since injuring his leg a month ago, more than a month ago. He's not coming back to play 30 minutes tonight. That's not going to happen. I think the Raptors, though, have to win because you lose tonight and you've now given the Warriors life. You then go back to Oracle for game six. You've given that city and that arena life. You've given that team belief. They win that, then you come back for game seven, and now all of the pressure is on you. All of the pressure. And can you ignore all of that in trying to win your first ever championship? I think you got to win this thing tonight. But I'll tell you, I am so sick and tired of people giving the Raptors a yeah, but. They're legit good. And they proved that in spades with their game three and their game four wins at Oracle. Who would have thought? When they lost game two, people thought that could have been the series. Uh-oh. Now all the pressure is on the Raptors. They've got to at least get one game at Golden State, at least one. They got both. They got both. And yes, are they assisted in injuries to Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson and Kevon Looney for game number three? Yeah. But they also took advantage of it. They also did exactly what they had to do to get that victory. And this Raptors team is so damn impressive. And Kawhi Leonard must be an alien. I've got a Kawhi Leonard story. I thought I had heard every Kawhi Leonard story that I could not believe. And then I heard another one over the weekend and said, well, that's it. He's definitely an extraterrestrial. I'm going to have that story coming up for you later on in the hour. But if Kawhi Leonard wins this game tonight, I'm telling you this honestly, he will become one of my favorite players of all time. Because Kawhi Leonard does none of the things that annoy me by any other players. There is no walking to the arena in some type of dopey seventh grade backpack or bow tie. There's no, I can't wait for the cameras to be on me so I can show off my own personalized logo or hat. There's no trash talk. There's no stunting. There's no clowning through the media. There's no Drake stuff. There's no making fun of other players. There's no griping about the officials. There's none of this. I mean, Kawhi Leonard, it's just a business trip every single game. He is completely aloof and detached from all the other egocentric things that other players do, not just in the NBA, but in athletes all around. He has none of that. And he could single-handedly take down the greatest dynasty basketball has possibly ever seen, certainly since the 60s and the Celtics. So the best team in 50 years. And he would have single-handedly taken it down. Not that he hasn't had help from his teammates, but everything changed with Kawhi. This does not happen with DeMar DeRozan. When we return, the latest on David Ortiz with Chris Rose of MLB Network. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
Aw, I love the da.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, valid point.
20 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember, full episodes, if you miss anything or want to hear it again, are available in podcast form. It's DA On Demand, so listen whenever you want by downloading us using the CBS podcast feeds at radio.com, iTunes, and other places that podcasts are available. You can find us. We're there. Just search The DA Show. Coming up, Kristen Ledlow is going to join us from Turner Sports in advance of tonight's game number five of the NBA Finals. Also, we shall discuss this incredible Kawhi Leonard story that I heard over the weekend. which underscores that he's not a human. He is a basketball extraterrestrial sent to us from a different dimension, and he is completely delightful in every single way, shape, and form. I mean, I understand Spurs fans that are bitter. Totally get that, because he was theirs. But, gosh, this has been wonderful to watch. A terrifying story that unfolded last night of David Ortiz being shot in the back, undergoing 6 hours of surgery, thankfully pulling through it. But a terrifying story that unfolded from the Dominican Republic last night. And that's what the baseball world is talking about this morning. Joining us here on the show is the host of MLB Network's Intentional Talk. And his name is Chris Rose, and he's joined us here on the show before, and he's a friend of the DA show, and he joins us here on a good Monday morning. Good morning, Chris.
DA, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for joining us. And unfortunately, it's kind of a somber morning. Thankfully, David Ortiz is okay, but what were your thoughts as this story unfolded overnight and into these morning hours?
Well, you know, I was just landing on the East Coast, where Kevin Millar, who's obviously very good friends with David Ortiz, we're doing our show Intentional Talk up here on the East Coast this week, and you know, it's just, we're all finding things out the way that everybody else is, and you know, I was texting Kevin to see if he found out anything else, and to me, the first time I could finally get a little bit of sense of relief was when Pedro tweeted out what he did, Pedro Martinez. And, you know, Pedro is just like Poppy down there in the Dominican. I mean, they are gods. And so he's obviously extremely well-connected and was able to make whatever calls he needed to, because Pedro is going to be up here. I'm working with him tonight on MLB Tonight. And you know, I can't imagine what those guys in particular are going through. All of us that have met Poppy over the years and have had him on shows and have spent time with him just know how generous, fun-loving person he is. I mean, he kind of came out of nowhere to become the face of Boston sports. You know, Tom Brady has done wonderful things up there in New England and has been on this unprecedented run. And via social media, we've gotten to see him a little bit more over the years. But Poppy was so visible in Boston. And when the unfortunate and tragic bombing happened at the Boston Marathon, who became the voice of that city? I mean, it was David Ortiz who gave that famous speech that day. And it was that, even more so than his World Series heroics, that endeared him to a city that he wasn't originally from. And I'm just thankful. It sounds like he has, even though he's still in intensive care, has kind of gotten through the worst of this, and that's all we can hope and pray. Because we need, you know, we need Poppy back around our game and just back around, period. Because he lifts up a room. He's one of those guys, and when he walks into a room, changes the dynamic of it instantly.
Can you give us a sense of what it is about Poppy's personality that makes him so beloved and so magnetic? As you said, around baseball, he is larger than life. I mean, in life, he's larger than life. But what is it about his personality that draws so many people to him and makes him so popular?
Well, if you could spend any time with him around Fenway, he treats everybody the same. You know, he's one way with the owners and he's another way with the security guards. He treats everybody the same, which is the way we all should kind of roll through life. But unfortunately, we all know that stardom sometimes doesn't have that happen, right? We did a show a couple years ago up at Fenway where Kevin Millar was introduced to a little guy named Maverick, who I believe has had 40 different heart surgeries. And his dream was to meet Big Poppy, and Kevin was able to set that up. And Maverick got to spend an entire day with Poppy. And the way he lit up when David walked into the room was unlike anything you've ever seen before. And if you have a chance, try and go find a piece somewhere. And bring a box of Kleenex, because it's as heartwarming a story as you'll see. And Poppy brought him everywhere. He wanted him to experience the day. It wasn't just like, hey, let's hang out for 10 minutes and take pictures. It was the rest of the afternoon. It was during BP. He was introducing him to all of his buddies on the team. He came on intentional talk with him. He did the first pitch with him. It was just awesome to see. And I can just tell you, as a father, too, I was sitting there and I was like, this is pretty damn special. I can only imagine what his parents are going through right now.
Chris Rose joins us, host of Intentional Talk on MLB Network. Who do you think's in the right, Madison Bumgarner or Max Muncy?
Both. I am all about showing your emotion in baseball. I don't get the idea of we must protect the integrity of the game, so let's throw a baseball at somebody when they step out of their little box that they should stay in. If Max Muncy hits one 400 and gazillion feet and you want to stand there for a second and admire your work, go for it. If you have the personality of Madison Bumgarner and go yell at somebody to go run the bases and that's your personality, go for it. What I'm happy is that Mad Bum didn't throw the baseball at him the next time. You know, that's where, to me, it gets off center. And I have this continued discussion with the guys I work with because I don't get it, and I didn't play at the major league level, and some players will say, well, then you won't ever understand. Well, that's okay, but there's also still players like Tim Anderson. There's players like Trevor Bauer, who is a pitcher for the Cleveland Indians, who came out and said, hey, listen, it's hard to hit a major league home run. If you want to sit there and admire it for a while, go for it. It's my job to get you out next time. And, like, that was fun to me yesterday. I didn't see any problem with either side of it. It's not the way I would do business. I wouldn't probably sit there and hit a home run if I were fortunate enough to do it. And I probably wouldn't yell at anybody circling the bases if I was good enough to pitch in the major leagues. But that's okay. It's okay that people are different and have different opinions about that stuff. It's just that when we're then taking a baseball and firing it 95 miles an hour at somebody because of something they did, to me, that's always weird.
Chris Rose joins us. You watch him daily on Intentional Talk on MLB Network. But he's also part of another show called Battle Bots, and this is going to premiere Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and Pacific on Science Channel. Chris Rose, give us the thumbnail. What's BattleBots?
Well, we brought it out of retirement about 4 years ago or so, and it was a show that used to be on Comedy Central, I think, better part of two decades ago. Essentially, it's two 250-pound robots fighting inside of this enormous thing called the Battle Box, which is a bulletproof glass cube. And these robots are passion projects of people. It sometimes can take 6 to 8 months to build these things, and they can be shredded in a matter of 20 seconds. You can disperse the 250 pounds any way you want, but some of these bots have weapons that weigh 70 pounds and spin at over 200 miles an hour. You don't have to be a physicist to understand that's some serious energy that's going to be dispersed.
Yeah.
So these bots can be destroyed and thrashed in seconds. A lot of them have fire and flame and the ability to flip their opponents. And it's just a ton of fun. It's the biggest field we've ever had in BattleBots history. There's almost 60 robots that'll be fighting. It's essentially like a 13-week regular season. Then a selection committee picks you, and it's kind of like March Madness. So, yeah, like strength of schedule matters, and it's fun. It's crazy. If you haven't seen it, spin up some clips on YouTube, give it a look, and then watch the show Wednesdays on Science Channel and then Fridays on Discovery at 8 o'clock.
You know, when the ZRX6002 doesn't play a quad one team, it's tough for that strength of schedule in the Battle Bots.
There's no question about it. See, you're all over it. You're all over it. You even get it.
Chris Rose joining us here on the show. Battle Bots coming up on Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time and Pacific on the Science Channel. Watch Chris every day on Intentional Talk on MLB Network. Chris, thanks so much, buddy.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Be good. Chris Rose joining us this morning here on the show. Strength of schedule matters. And I'm sorry, you know, for some of these robots, they're just not scheduling elite robot competition when it matters.
One thing's clear. If any of those robots come out of the Pac-12, they got no shot to win it all.
None whatsoever. And I'll tell you, I'm sick of the robots that do the two-for-ones. Okay? They'll travel twice for one home robot game. I want one for ones. Okay? And some of these robots think that they never have to go on the road. And that, to me, is really problematic. Let's see what you got. You know, some of these robots from power conferences refuse to go and travel to take on the robots from lesser conferences, and that, to me, is very problematic.
Now, that's outrageous.
Some robots play 9 conference robots. Others play 8 conference robots. Some don't have a conference robot championship game. Some do. To me, it's all over the place.
The most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
I'm glad you just played that drop, Mr. Pete the Body Bilotti. Because Lonnie tweets, DA, that talk that Mraz did about France on his show yesterday was the worst news I have ever heard. Hashtag, can I get a beam up?
The most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
A news. A news. When we come back here on the show, the best Kawhi Leonard story I've ever heard and proof that he's a robot. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
New time slot, same mothership.
And I always think as you're doing the intro, what is it that I can say so that I can be on one of those lasting loops? But I never come up with anything epic enough.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
You just did. That's the voice of Kristen Ledlow. This time slot no longer all that new. A couple of years old now, but the truth still remains the same. You need to say something epic to get on one of those loops.
So many different emotions on so many different levels.
I don't know how in the hell he hit 56 straight games carrying that thing around.
That'll do it. Yep, Pete Rose did it. He did it right. Glad you're with us here on the show.
Pardon me, my fault. I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
We'll have Kristen Ledlow join us on the show coming up here in approximately 10 minutes from now. No, rather 20 minutes from now, top of the hour. Kristen Ledlow on the NBA Finals, game number 5 tonight. And tomorrow night at 7 Eastern Time, 4 Pacific, make way for what's next when CBS Sports Network brings you a WNBA showdown between the Washington Mystics and the Connecticut Sun. Only on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports.
CBS Sports Spectacular, yeah!
After the AAF folded and Alliance Primetime went away, perhaps it's time to start doing WNBA Primetime. We have to find a league that we can latch on to and support with incredible music from the 80s, with fun, puns, nicknames, songs. Perhaps the WNBA is where we need to go. It's WNBA Primetime, and it's next right here on The DA Show.
What?
I'm spitballing here.
I mean, look, we've had worse ideas for sure, but the reason I pause is because immediately I know that means more work for me over the summer.
Sure. Are we going to do XFL primetime? Do we have plans on that?
They spit in our face.
I would agree.
Why don't we get through the NFL season? We'll figure that out. We'll see how the XFL treats us and see how we feel about it.
Oh, it's about how they treat us.
Well, I mean, you have to win us over.
Sure.
Oliver Luck coming in here for 15 minutes isn't, that's not cutting it.
Not enough.
Not enough. I need some more, I don't know, I need something.
You need swag?
Maybe some swag. I don't know, just to feel loved. Even it doesn't even have to actually be material items.
Okay, let me ask you this. The XFL comes in here and they say, we will guarantee you a quarterback, a coach, or Oliver Luck every week on the show throughout the season. And for one game, we'll take you out to the 50-yard line for the New York franchise, whatever they call this team, for an XFL game. 50-yard line seats. Does that do it for you? Do you feel loved enough?
I mean, they definitely have to throw in the parking.
Okay.
You definitely have to throw
they
in the parking.
They give you a media parking pass as well.
All right, you're starting, but you're starting. I mean, am I
still
paying?
Not enough.
No, am I eating for free?
No. No, you got to still pay your
so
own.
So now I got to buy my own food. And
correct. Correct.
Then that's just getting me in there to get more aggravated.
Okay.
I don't know. I honestly, I'm still so hurt over what happened with the Alliance.
I am too.
That even entertaining this conversation makes me feel gross and mm-hmm. disgusting and mm-hmm. heavy.
Okay. What's more important? If they paid for your food at MetLife for an XFL game where they put you at the 50, or if they gave us access to the best players and coaches in the league every week?
Well, definitely the access, because that directly makes my job easier. You know, okay. We get one of those a week that's one that's guest I have to fight for or anything
sure.
like that. Not that I'm
yeah.
fighting to begin with.
Yeah.
But
not
I mean,
fighting very hard.
I still would like to be loved on a personal level.
Okay.
Just something. Give me something. I don't know. Give me some jerseys.
Some jerseys.
I don't. How about pay for a massage? Do
a
something.
Massage.
Yeah, they got enough of these massage trains. They should do something. You insulted everybody by killing the Alliance. Give us something.
They did kill the Alliance. I'm absolutely 100% with you. I will never get off of that conspiracy theory.
A team masseuse gives me a massage, a good foot rub. I get free food at a game I go to, free awesome tickets, and a guest a week. That's where the package starts. That's the floor.
Okay. Gross.
That's the beginning of your negotiations.
Right. I'll shave my own back. I don't even need that.
Team masseuse and a massage and a foot rub and jerseys, plural, good tickets, free food and parking and a guest a week.
Right.
And that's where negotiations begin.
That's where they begin. Ultimately, I probably settle for that. I don't want to say that out loud. But yeah, that's where they begin. And until they begin there, there will be no Alliance XFL. I mean, XFL
prime
Alliance.
Time. No, XFL primetime.
XFL primetime.
Okay, well, at least we know where you stand. I mean, you're kind of like Kevin Durant in free agency. You can kind of name your price, name your team. Now we need to float this to the XFL because you are the dictator, and you were one of the brains behind Alliance Primetime, and they were very good to us, the Alliance.
I mean, that league survived an extra 2 weeks because we kept it afloat on
That's
the DA
true,
show.
Yeah.
So if the XFL wants to stay afloat, come talk to us.
855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, DA on CBS. Dave tweets, did you say aloof on a business trip? Does Kawhi remind you of anybody? Oh, I don't know. Perhaps somebody like Tim Duncan. Hashtag learned behavior. Well, there's certainly a lot of similarities between Kawhi and Tim Duncan. I don't know if that's learned behavior because I think Kawhi Leonard's always been wired this way. Kawhi Leonard's one of the three best players of the sport. How many of you can name where he played his college basketball? You know, Tim Duncan was the biggest recruit and the number one draft pick and the apple of everybody's eye going into that draft. And there were teams tanking for Tim Duncan. I mean, Rick Pitino famously tanked the Boston Celtics trying to get him and did not. The Spurs got him. But Kawhi Leonard was barely a lottery pick, not even a lottery pick. Middle of the first round, San Diego State product. People didn't realize what he could be, certainly traded on draft night. Tim Duncan was going to be traded. But there was a similarity between Tim Duncan and how he handled his business. I think Kawhi has always been very quiet, very insular. I love that about these two guys. And I love it about Kawhi Leonard because he's a dinosaur. I mean, I guess literally because he's a member of the Raptors, but he's a dinosaur. He is playing basketball and handling himself like somebody that played 50 years ago. No media attention, not into it. No trash talk, not doing it. Not about me. We haven't accomplished anything. No ego whatsoever. I mean, did you see the video? I believe it was before game number 3. Where the Raptors are in the tunnel getting ready to go out on the floor, and one of Kawhi Leonard's teammates tries to dap him up, give him a fist pound before they go out on the floor, trying to get everybody hyped up. Kawhi looks at him, fist extended from his teammate, shakes his head no, and points to the floor. In other words, he's not even doing a fist pump. He's not into the dap. I'm not into it. I've got a game. Focus. Kawhi Leonard, when asked by our friend Kristen Ledlow in the last series, What will it take to beat the Bucks in four straight games? Kawhi's answer is, I don't know. I've never done it before. He's not trying to be a jerk. He's not. He's Mr. Literal. Krista then followed up. What's the team's attitude or message going into game five, I believe it was? He said, I don't know. I haven't been to the locker room yet. Again, not trying to be a jerk. He just is Mr. Literal. I don't know. And he has to say, I haven't been to the locker room, even though we know he hasn't been because he just stepped off the floor. Kawhi Leonard is amazing. And so there was an anecdote, a story, a legend and a lore that circulated on social media this weekend about Kawhi Leonard. And the story was amazing. The story that circulated on social media this weekend went something like this. While with the Spurs, Kawhi was known for his love of red apples. One time after practice, everyone decided to go out for a team dinner. When it was his turn to order, Kawhi waved off the waiter and instead pulled out a bag of 12 apples. Coach Popovich asked what he was doing. Kawhi simply replied, apple time, apple time. Then ate all 12 apples with a knife and fork. Now that is the best Kawhi Leonard story ever. That also is fake. It did not happen. Okay, that was a made up story. But, Mraz, you thought it was real. And when I first read it, I thought it was real.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome. And then but 12 apples seems like a bit much.
Especially with a fork and a knife.
Well, I fork and knife my apple, but nonetheless.
You fork and knife your apple?
A lot of times I like it. When you cut into the slices, it's way better.
Well, I enjoy a sliced apple, which you need a knife for, but you use the fork to eat the apples?
Yeah, you cut it, and you cut it like you're eating a steak.
Why wouldn't you just cut it and then eat it with your fingers like you would eat a normal apple with your hand?
Your hands get all sticky and juicy.
So you really use a fork to eat your apples?
No, I don't mean any. I don't eat many apples throughout the year.
I was going to say, yeah. Probably four of them over the course of your life.
And I'd be lying if I said every, you know, occasionally I have to do it hand-wise, but for the most part, I love a good fork and a knife of an apple.
You eating your Snickers with a fork and a knife,
no,
too?
No, but I use the wrapper to keep my hands from getting chocolatey. There's no wrapper on an apple. Unless you want to put your thumb on that one sticker that sits on it.
Right. Okay. Well, the greatest thing about this story is that people think it's real because it's Kawhi Leonard. Nobody else in professional sports would have a story about eating 12 apples with a fork and a knife at a team dinner and say, apple time, apple time, and people would believe it. But this one is believable. It took Arash Markazi and other journalists, accredited media members, to say, no, this is not a real story, for people to say, oh, well, okay, maybe it's not. You wouldn't believe this about anybody except Kawhi Leonard. And the fact that Klay Thompson dared taunt Kawhi Leonard, dared to mimic his laughter, is a death sentence for the Golden State Warriors. That was Kawhi Leonard. Here is Klay Thompson mimicking Kawhi Leonard.
You're going to see me, and you're going to see me being myself.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
And you're just going to see a resilient Warrior team. We've been our backs against the wall before with this same group.
Klay Thompson just dug his own grave for himself and the rest of the Golden State Warriors. I'm happy to report that the Toronto Raptors will win by 20 points tonight. You do not taunt the cyborg. You do not taunt the alien sent from a different dimension. Kawhi Leonard is not human. He's not real. You know, there's this theory that there is aliens that walk among us. They just take on human form. You know, sometimes you see a person and you're like, they're definitely not a real human. They don't act like a real human. It's like Men in Black when an alien will take over a human body. Kawhi Leonard is that person. He's not really a full human. He's got some alien in him, or he's full alien, just taking on a human form. It's like buying a Spider-Man costume and then wearing it for Halloween. You know it's not really Spider-Man. Kawhi Leonard is wearing a human costume. He's not really a human. So you can't beat him, and you certainly can't taunt him. Bad move. Bad move. You see, the St. Louis Blues wrote themselves a congratulation letter for their Stanley Cup before Game 6. That blew up in their faces. And this is going to blow up in Clay Thompson's face. You do not taunt a cyborg. We should. I think we've learned that many times over. You don't taunt aliens. I mean, could you imagine you see a UFO land up in some type of farm pasture? You go up to it, you start trash talking it. You start throwing perhaps apples at it. You want to egg a UFO? You're toast. That UFO is abducting you immediately, putting you through all types of weird scientific surgeries. You're getting tested on. You're getting cut open. You might probably drop naked in the middle of the city somewhere. I mean, you are toast.
Toast.
You do not taunt a UFO.
Toast.
You don't spray graffiti all over it. You don't use it for a skate park. Oh, cool UFO. Let me try to do an ollie off of it. No. Don't do that.
I'm toast.
Clay just cooked himself and the Warriors. You watch. Tonight, Kawhi's going to go off. The Warriors will have their powers sapped from them. There will be some type of moment where you're like, wow, they're like the Toon Squad with no powers anymore. And that will be because Kawhi's colony of aliens took the power away from Klay Thompson. You watch. Klay's going to have at least one air ball tonight. What happened to Klay Thompson? Oh, he taunted an entire alien race. You moron.
I'm toast.
When we come back, Kristen Ledlow will join us here on the NBA Finals game number 5. And don't forget, founding member of the Hugees.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.